Lori McKenna is the mother of four, married to a plumber, never lived anywhere but her hometown, and she's making a name for herself on the folk rock scene. McKenna sold nearly 9,000 copies of her first CD on her own. The Boston Globe called her songs penetrating, and Country Music International says she deserves to become one of the most sought-after musical ingenues of the day. McKenna has a deal with a record label and has just released her second album, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
There's a joke about singer-songwriters in New England.
They say that you can't throw a stone in Cambridge without hitting a singer-songwriter.
If you happened to hit Lori McKenna with that stone and she started singing, you might think you were in Tennessee, not Massachusetts.
I see Mars reflecting in my little boy's brown eyes. And he says, Mama, I'm gonna get there someday. Mama, I'm gonna get there someday. And I say,
Lori McKenna has no idea where that twang in her voice comes from. But that voice, combined with McKenna's ability to build a world with words, distinguish her from other singer-songwriters, says Tom Moon, music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He points to a song about being thankful, a common theme that Tom Moon says McKenna turned into an urban spiritual.
I think lyrically it's really tough to do something as common as being thankful for the blessings that we have every day. And most contemporary songwriters that try to even tackle that come at it from a cynical place or don't necessarily capture the kind of sincerity that she does with God Will Thank You. I mean, it's just, she's very much in the moment of being thankful without any sort of fancy wordplay, without anything that's like an enormous image or a metaphor. She's just really coming with it straight and connecting, I think.
I know all about Noah's Ark. Rain's been falling all the while. Still believe she never got a fair trial. Call it divine purpose, say it's sunshine. Well, they never bought anything back from her eyes. I said, we're gonna pray to God to thank you.
Lori McKenna is constantly saying how lucky she is. Lucky to have success so fast. Lucky to have a family that encouraged her to perform. But she never felt lucky about her singing, and says at first she didn't even like it.
I kind of had the most unpretty voice of my siblings, and I grew up listening to people who could sing really, you know, with these perfect voices, and I don't really have that. I have kind of an unclean voice in some ways. So I think that's, you know, just something that I grew up thinking and didn't really realize that anybody else would want to listen to it until I got into my 20s.
McKenna's songwriting also developed at home. She began writing poetry as a way of coping with her mother's death when she was just 6 years old. Since everyone in her family plays an instrument, eventually her poetry was set to music. One of her songs, called Fireflies, is about the fantasy world she created for herself.
I found many bottles and folks hold on top to capture Tinkerbell. And they were just fireflies to the untrained eye, but I could always tell.
Fireflies to a little kid is like the first piece of magic that's right in front of them that they can feel and touch and capture and put in a jar and bring in their bedroom and see if they can bring it home with them. And I remember doing that when I was a kid, and I think every kid that has that image, you know, will remember it when they grow up. It's a big thing.
'Cause I believe in fairy tales and dreamers' dreams like bedsheet sails, and I believe in Peter Pan and miracles and anything I can to get by and fireflies.
Fantasies, the holes in her couch, a conversation with her son, most of McKenna's songs deal with home and heart, except for one. Pink Sweater is a scathing remark on the three men in Texas who murdered James Byrd.
The world will condemn you. Your beliefs will release, but never defend you. You are cool, but you boil. You are lower than dirt, but not worth.
Lori McKenna says her kids inspired her to write the song.
One of the issues that I have with having kids that are old enough to know a lot of times what's going on in the world is that I have to explain it, and I have to explain to, you know, a 12-year-old why did that happen? You know, why did they kill him? Well, they killed him because he was black. Well, I don't get it. Why? And kids don't get it, and I have this, you know, like every parent and teacher have this, you know, terrible job of trying to explain it. In some way, you can't ever justify it. So it came out as this just angry statement towards his murderers.
She's got the poison pen when she needs it.
Music critic Tom Moon.
It's clear that she spends a lot of time thinking about when she's going to lower the boom, but almost always it's unexpected. Like Elvis Costello, every line is sort of hitting you from a different place, and he's like a boxer, and he's coming from one direction, then the next. She's just sort of luring you into her world and then lowering the boom at exactly the right time.
Timing and songs that one critic called palpably real are becoming Lori McKenna's trademark. Not a bad beginning for someone who's never left her hometown. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Blair. So believe-